And I think that just that flipped a switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
No matter what you say, what you do, when I'm alone, I'd rather be with you. These other niggas, I'll be right by your side till 2005.
Okay, hold up, wait a minute. All good, just a week ago. Crew at my house, and we party every weekend. So, on the radio, that's my favorite song. Make me bounce around like I don't know, like I won't be here long. Now the thrill is gone, got no patience, cause I'm not a doctor. Go, why is you lying? Girl, why you Mufasa? Yeah, mi casa su casa. Got it stripped like Gaza. Got so high off volcanoes, now the flow is so lava. Yeah, we spit that saliva. iPhone got message from Viber. Either the head is so hydra, or we let bygones be bygones. My God, you pay for your friends? I'll take that as a compliment. Got a house full of homies. Why I feel so the opposite? Incompetent ain't the half of it. Saturdays with young lavish. The saddest shit is I'm bad as it. Beans they took from the cabinet. Sorry, I'm just scared of the future. Till 2005, I got your back, we can do this, hold up.
No matter what you say, what you do, when I'm alone, I'd rather be with you. Fuck these other niggas, I'll be right by your side. Till 2005, hold up.
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 Hold up. Hold up. No matter what you say, what you do, I'm alone, I have a dream with you. But these other niggas, I'll be right by your side.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to Jim and Them, episode 897, part two. My name is Mike Steele, and you heard that number correct. We are right around the corner from the big episode 900. You gotta be here. It's gonna be a big one. It's gonna be a fun one. You will have so much FOMO if you miss out. But you know who's not missing out right now? The two men in the studio with me right now, starting with Mr. Jeff Murphy.
Ooh, black bandana, sweet Louisiana. Damn, I've been getting into the peps lately. You guys pepping it up? Huh? Crazy discog. Red Hot Chili Peps, Mike.
Oh,
keep
hell yeah.
up.
You know I hate them.
You don't like the peps? You gotta get the peps out.
I
remember
famously
at School
hate
of Rock?
Them.
He's like, gotta get the peps out. You love School of Rock.
You put on a beanie and a sunglasses, and suddenly you gotta get the peps out.
Oh, my God. Mike, this is crazy, though. I've been watching the news. You guys seen this shit?
No.
That's it. No.
I thought that was it. Hey,
apparently Trump's president. What the hell? Crazy on there. This guy keeps flip-flopping like John Kerry. This is my Bill Maher joke. This guy's a regular John Kerry flip-flopping left and right. First, he's getting rid of the Mexicans. Boo. He's just bringing in whatever Mexicans he wants. Just driving around New York. What the hell? Not me. No way. What's that guy where he's stuck in the closet? Knots.
What?
Where he's in the closet, the lizard. He's like, not me, not no way. You know, it's a classic Jim and Them video.
Oh, no, yeah, I know what you're talking about. That's the talking lizard, yeah. But, not me, not now, not never.
But yeah, just bringing in whatever Mexicans he wants. Maduro. Bad baby. Make up your mind, John Kerry. Thank you.
And of course, Jim Scampoli.
Yo, yo, I don't mind stealing bread from the mouths of decadence. I'm dogging it up, guys. Temple of the dog.
You getting awesome? It's dog time. Oh,
let me see. It's about dog time.
You don't get the dog.
If I get back to the future real quick.
Hold on a second. Holy shit, Jim, it's dog time.
I don't mind stealing bread. Because I'm going hungry.
I'm going hungry.
Yeah.
I'm Chester Bennington right before he died doing it with you.
Let's fucking get in the dog pound. Let's get in the get down in the dirt with the dogs. The temple of the dogs.
It's a big part two. We talk about Temple of the Dog. We talk about John Kerry. And we talk about Jim Scampoli. I'm introing you.
Wouldn't that be funny if we fast forward like we time travel like 3 years in the future, and part one is always Corey, and part two is always just a breakdown of Temple of the Dog.
Yeah, it's all Temple of the Dog and John Kerry jokes.
The last super group, in my opinion, Temple of the Dog. Got to give it up to him. R.I.P. Wait, no, Chris Cornell is alive. Is he alive or dead? No, who's dead?
He's dead.
Oh, no, no. It's yeah. I always mix him up with Dave Navarro.
Oh, I thought you mixed him with Scott Weiland.
Chris Cornell.
Oh, Dave Navarro's alive, too.
Dave Navarro's alive. Scott Weiland's dead. You mean
Scott Weiland's
dead. You're thinking
dead.
Of Velvet Revolver and Scott Weiland.
Mm. But there's another guy that died. Who's the other guy that
the
died?
The guy from Alice in Chains, the guy from Chris Cornell.
No, Chris Cornell is dead. I was right.
Yeah, yeah, because him and Chester Bennington are dead.
Oh, yeah, no, I said he did. Did Jeff say he didn't?
No, I never said he did.
I thought you guys said he didn't die because I was saying R.I.P.
I said it never dies in part two because it's Temple of the Dog time. I'm going hungry.
Man, we lost Temple of the Dog, Soundgarden, and Audioslave in one go when he died.
We lost Temple of the Dog when they never did it again, and then we lost him 20 years later when he died.
Man. I'm mourning Temple of the Dog all over again.
I'm mourning Collective Soul.
Ah, yeah, Collective Soul.
Come on,
great.
Baby, just spit me out.
I'm mourning when all the celebs got together with Michael Jackson to sing that one song. It's like the... Anyway, sorry.
We are the... Were you not remembering We Are the World?
That's the equivalent of being like, when's Temple of the Dog coming back?
Oh, damn, I forgot he killed himself?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Because he's working on the pedo documentary with Chester Bennington, crazy people say.
Is that what people say?
Yeah.
Damn, he struggled with depression, and I wasn't sure if he boiled himself in a jacuzzi.
Well, actually, he starved himself to death because he's going hungry.
Yeah.
He should have.
I don't mind stealing bread.
Yeah, he should have stole more bread. Get a bag, bitch. Get some money.
I love me some hunger strike, dude.
Yeah. Not me. I'm. I love eating food.
I was about to say, you better play the fucking.
Yeah. No. Of course.
You know the rules. You know the goddamn rules.
400 people left. Was it by John Kerry?
I don't mind stealing bread from my.
Listen to that angelic voice.
But there's a pain.
That's true.
There is a pain.
Undeniable.
We should podcast like Rockstar's Royalty. Waiting to say what we're going to say.
We should bring in a black teen so we can react to the first time hearing this song.
Oh,
you know, those videos are always bangers. Black teen reacts to Temple of the Dog first time.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I see what you're doing.
Damn.
I ain't never gone hungry.
The blood is on the table.
This is why the people can't listen to the archive in the morning, by the way. Because we get taken down for playing Temple of the Dog.
Yeah.
For no reason, because it's not even a great bit.
Yeah, we're playing this, and like, this reminds me of a bunch of Beatles songs.
Jim and them did a bit for nobody, and now I can't watch the show.
I didn't even know what the bit was. It muted it and made it better.
But I can't feed on the power.
I just want to get to the because I'm going hungry part. How do you not?
Yeah. It's got like an intro, it's got like a bridge before. Bridge too far, under the bridge, hot peps.
But it's on a table.
We're at a table right now.
Yeah, that's us.
And the farming babies and the slaves are out working.
Man, simpler times. Take me back.
Yeah, back when Irish people are starving themselves.
Oh, Lord, take me back.
Woo. Are you listening, Lord?
It's right here. Hello.
Actually, you know what? Do the comments of this video have someone saying a sad thing about me and my dad used to listen to this?
Yeah,
all the
this
time?
Reminds me of my son. He was the guy from the song.
And they're playing the part you were listening to, and
actually,
they ruined it.
The top. The top comment is, "I'm deaf, but luckily before losing my hearing, I was able to live through the '90s and know the voice is still in my memory." That's deep shit right there.
I'm going hungry.
It's that guy singing along.
What's breathing deaf people sound like?
Yes. Have you heard them? They haven't. Woo!
Never be anything pleasing. I'm a Japanese person who admired grunge and wanted to live in America and become an American. I was 21 years old at the time, and even though I didn't understand the meaning of the lyrics, My heart trembled. Now at the age of 52, my heart trembles again.
Yeah,
poetic. This guy fucking
rules. He just jumped out of his apartment window.
Oh, dude, Jim, when I flew to my brother's house to watch his place,
whoa,
there was a
Flair. Jet setting.
Bit of a jet setter. A Japanese guy sat next to me, and he saw my tattoos, because I have a couple Japanese tattoos on my right arm. And he was like, oh, I like your tattoos. Because it's broken English, so I'm not going to do that. But he was like, oh, I like your tattoos. I'm like, oh, thanks. And then later I was looking for something, and he goes, oh, tigers. And I'm like, I realized I was wearing my Hanshin Tigers hat. And I'm like, hell yeah. And he's like, Osaka. And I'm like, hell yeah. And we just start talking about
very, very bad.
Nice.
We start talking about our favorite Osaka player, our favorite Hanshin Tigers players.
That guy from Japan shows up. He's like, Otani.
But he was like an older guy, and he was wearing a Guns N' Roses shirt. That's why I remember this, because we're talking about an old Japanese guy talking about grunge. But it reminded me, and I was like, oh yeah, old Japanese guys are awesome.
Here's one of the sad comments. You'll always find top sad comments on a classic nostalgia song.
On a buzz ballad.
My younger brother committed suicide last weekend by overdosing on something. He was found with his headphones on, presumably listening to something. This is his YouTube account. He made a playlist containing 6 songs that was edited the day he passed. This is one of the 6 songs.
That's fake. That's
with
fake
the
comment.
Method he used, he was dead after about 30 minutes, probably unconscious around 12. I like to think that it was peaceful for him with his music on. I love you, Miles. Yeah. I'll miss you every day for the rest of my life.
I take solace in the fact that Miles is fictional in this comment.
Man,
right?
You are such a cynic, Mike.
Yeah, you just need to disconnect.
Yeah, you need to just believe women.
Take the believe women. Yeah, that was a woman. Yeah. This was one of the songs on the 6 playlist before my brother Matthew Perry boiled himself in a hot pocket.
That's true.
A hot pocket.
Are you saying that this wasn't Miles' account, wasn't Schizma on YouTube?
That sounds like a guy that would overdose on something.
What was his playlist? There it is, Quality Records.
Jim and Them. Jim and Them, worst moments. It's like, wait a minute, what is this YouTube? We find a YouTube with
somehow this
8
episode.
Million views.
We see the future, it's episode 903. What?
I remember I had a joke for you, Mike.
Oh, what?
Did you hear about Nigel Houston? He got really badly injured or whatever.
He fucked up, cracked his skull and his eye socket.
Fucked up for 3 reasons. I hate to see a guy get hurt on there, and he's one of the best. And I've been pronouncing his name way wrong. I've been saying it so wrong. Houston.
All right.
I never heard it out loud. Yelling it into a pillow.
I didn't even hear the start of that, and I just knew when he said that, I knew it was something.
I
wasn't paying attention to the beginning, and I was like, oh, there's, I know what
was it joke of the week?
Skateboarding blinded me, and I was like, oh, yeah, what?
We got skateboarding jokes and John Kerry stuff. I don't know which way you want to go, Western man.
I'm going home.
I'm going home. That's a great response.
Thank you. Thank you for saying which way do you want to go. If you didn't use that word, I couldn't have made that joke.
I didn't have it. I wish I had it for you, Jeff. I wish I goddamn had it.
I still think you might have it.
I might have it.
I feel like you're kind of like you're rope-a-doping us right now. You're doing that thing. You know that boxer that goes like this?
Because we brought this back.
Jim, look at me.
Yeah, I'm looking at you. We brought this back on New Year's, and I think you just earned it for tonight.
You know where you are?
Oh, yeah.
You're on the choke train, baby. Choke train July.
On New Year's, we taught everybody. We taught people the types of jokes that earn the joke train, but also that the joke train is not good. It sends you to hell.
The joke train sends you to hell. It's a trick every time, though. Even if you know where the joke train takes you, initially you get that butterfly flutters in your belly. You're like, oh my God, I'm on the joke train.
Am I on the good one?
And it's always a fucking whiplash effect when you realize it's taking you to hell.
I'm just saying, I thought it was Houston. I thought it was pronounced Houston.
It was a tag.
What'd you
That's
think?
That's a tag and a half.
Hey, thank you.
I'm going to look this way. I'm looking at Jim.
I thought it was bleep Houston.
Hey, mark that tag, bro.
Hey, if I was in Austin, I'd be like, I thought it was the Edward Houston.
Houston.
But I see. Anyways. Oh my god.
Oh my god. It's our very own.
Yeah, I was excited. It's like my girl just showed up. I was like, hey, tune in. We gotta watch our favorite skits. We haven't seen them.
Yeah. We gotta go back to the well.
The well never runs dry. There's 2.5 acres full of river.
I do love at the bottom it says followed by Jeff Murphy and Max Murder.
Armin Nirza, more downer shit. What are you talking about? The joke train takes you to hell. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
You're laughing at jokes in hell.
Yeah. Where do you think all the funniest comics are in hell?
Yeah, they're
the
absolutely Mr. Bean, in hell.
Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean does
understudy.
He does like the physical version of a joke train joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, he's constantly on the joke train.
I mean, I've literally cried laughing thinking about Mr. Bean.
So let's check in with our boy, our favorite boy, Adam Wayne Bailey. I don't know. Are people vibing with Adam Wayne Bailey like we are?
The Discord loves it.
What does your mom's house still do things where they like look up tards like this? Like, are other shows vibing with Adam Wayne Bailey, or is it just your boys here, Jeff?
I thought it was that.
Jeff!
I'm about the joke train. Yeah. I'm down here on the joke train. I'm on the hill.
I do like that this Adam Wayne Bailey video has 5 comments, and one of them is Jeff.
because he like shat on us.
Did he?
He said something.
About us?
Watch out, everybody. Ghetto rat leader shit following, and people, male and female. Might be super jealous today. Quote, they only had, quote, themselves and, quote, theirs last night.
That's him talking about us?
Maybe. Maybe he's going
well, it
with
felt
them.
Personal. Like, watch this video and try not to take it personally. Yeah.
2.5 acres, man. Just leaving this morning for work.
I am taking this personally.
You know, I just want to make sure, you know, you're not hurt that you didn't get to come back to the 2.5 acres with Big Daddy last night to sleep in the king size bed. You good?
No.
You good? All right. 2.5 acres, baby.
This guy slept outside, woke up with leaves in his hair, pulled out his phone, and immediately filmed it.
I love anytime he's like, here's the proof, and it's just a tree.
Yeah. 2.5 acres, baby.
I bet you're pretty mad that your hair's not matted in the snow.
I fucking love Adam Wayne Bailey.
Dude, I love him.
I don't know. Here's the thing. I don't care if anyone else likes him.
I don't know if people love him like we love him, but I love him so much.
His voice is like chill surfer bro saying the most insane, most threatening, but pure aura shit.
Like that to the person, because we were talking about him before the show. We started streaming.
Yeah.
And I do think that there's this real rat bitch and then, oh no, retarded bitch and then rat face. There's a real guy and girl out there that he's talking to. And I do think Adam Wayne Bailey has one of the best when he's doing the fake nice guy, but like, hey, I'm going to fight you. That's why he's always like,
can't wake up with me, baby.
He's like,
king size ranch.
Hey, you and me. But he's doing the thing where he's really like, if you were face to face with him, he's trying to be nice, but in the nicest way, being like, you want to step outside? We'll step outside right now. Hey, we'll do the damn thing.
He's Jack Reacher telling you to walk away.
I got 2.5 acres outside right now, buddy, if you just want to sleep in my king-size condominium.
Oh, bought and paid for.
And you know, and also the fact that it's like we could check in on him weeks later, and it's still hitting the same things. It's like a comfortable sitcom.
Yeah. Well,
it's like the comfort of a CBS sitcom that does the same bullshit every week.
Yeah, people are like, The Office is my comfort show. Yeah. I like this guy. He's riding the edge. And he's beautiful. He's so handsome.
Well, he has angles. Like, sometimes he looks like a crazy weirdo.
Yeah.
And then sometimes, he looks like the most handsome man you've ever seen.
Yeah, he looks like Duke Nukem.
Yeah, sometimes I wonder, I'm like, do I like Adam Wayne Bailey? Then I watch the video, and I'm like, yeah, I love him.
Yeah, anytime you get a couple sentences into him, you feel comfortable, and then he starts threatening you.
You normally don't invite ghetto rats and people like you up to the private estate. So you're going to have to, I don't want to have to deal with you every day. You know what I mean?
My fingernails are chewed down to the bone.
I say his fingernails are bleeding.
They're full of chewed down the bone, full of dirt, baby. Anyways, see you later.
Howdy.
Yeah, this guy slept outside for sure.
Yeah, this rules.
This guy woke up on a bench.
Does he has a different car, though. Or someone's car's there. Yeah. He found a car.
Up here in northwest Wisconsin, a.k.a. the Northwoods of Wisconsin, Adam Wayne Bailey is officially a local. Welcome. Also a top representative.
Is he dragging someone?
Yeah. Look at... So when you're thinking about, man, why does Adam Wayne Bailey work all the time? Why did Adam Wayne
That's
Bailey
what I'm
do
always
all those
asking
sales?
Myself.
Why did Adam? Yeah.
I lose sleep every night asking myself why. Why? Why is Adam Wayne Bailey working 24/7?
Why is he so busy? Why is one nostril collapsed?
I don't even ask myself that because I know it's all about the 2.5 acres. That shit just doesn't happen without hard work, dedication, and like eye on the prize, baby.
Well, yeah. Sorry he reached the American dream at, I think, 22. This guy, I'm not sure how old he is. I think maybe like 22, 23.
You're being very generous.
What the fuck are you?
Are you looking at, I mean, 2.5 acres, I feel like you're either 75 or you're like a 22-year-old dot-com millionaire like Adam Wayne Bailey. Thank you.
Adam Wayne Bailey work that much. Why'd you see him, you know, cold calling all the time, filling his pipeline, doing all that.
Hey, get
right
off,
here is
get
why.
Off her property.
Did you see his trailer? It was buried. I mean, it was buried, look at dude. This. It was up to the windows.
Well, right Mike, he's got why, you man. In his web. His trailer?
Yeah.
Welcome to hell.
Well, that's why he slept outside. What is he going to do? Dig out his
that's
trailer?
True. That's
no
why
fucking
he couldn't
way.
Get in. Yeah, he didn't. He's like, yeah. You know, I've got my shovel inside, you know?
Yeah, does it make sense?
I'm walking on my freshly groomed 300-foot driveway right now. Uh-huh. I mean, look at this winter wonderland right now.
Full cup of something.
Just some hot chocolate, man.
Yeah.
You can hear the snowmobile just bustling in the distance. But right here, man, look at this immaculate beauty.
I mean, facts. Enjoy
it with me, brothers and sisters, if you can. I mean, if you're not bitter, right?
Dude, there's nothing better than a guy who's fucking having a good time while his haters are seething. And that's what he's doing. He's making sure that his haters are seething.
I mean, imagine that's like eating a York peppermint baddie, letting out that woo on their freshly groomed 300-foot driveway on 2.5 acres. I don't know where the acres start the driveway. I guess at the end of it, probably 300 feet of the end of it.
Seeing my enemy this happy, I would be furious.
Oh,
I'd be furious if I saw my enemy this happy.
If I was a rat bitch, I would be
if
upset.
I was a mentally retarded male and a rat bitch.
Yeah.
Can you hear me, brothers and sisters?
Warning shots ring out.
Oh, man.
Just drinking a liter of blood.
he's eating a block of frozen blood.
When you freeze fingers and put them in blood, it really chills you out, baby. Oh, is this ice rink?
That's a trampoline, I think.
Wow.
A buried trampoline. That rules.
A frozen buried trampoline.
Definitely having a great Thanksgiving. Got the deep fryer popping for the first time this year.
And- oh, yeah, this is from 6 weeks ago. What the fuck? Is this pinned?
We got the goose cooking right now.
Is that the greatest drop of all time? This is Thanksgiving? Holy shit. Holy fucking shit. Adam probably. Wayne Bailey.
Yeah, it's probably,
you know, as a
probably
local,
one of the best Thanksgivings.
You know, a part of...
It's like the end of Dunkirk,
you know,
when you're realizing
on,
what
I'm
it
just,
is.
I'm a part of it. Eventually, I'm going to be a member of the Chamber of Commerce. All that good stuff.
Hell yeah.
How is he not freezing, by the way? You know it's fucking cold as hell there. And he's always walking around in like one layer.
Dude, there's
like
just built different.
Pulled up.
It's like he grew up there. It's like here when you're dealing with the heat and everyone's like, how are you dealing with the heat out here?
Am I Las Vegas's Adam Wayne Bailey?
Yeah, you absolutely are.
Gee whiz, detective. This schizo sure is running hot in the middle of an open lot. I wonder why his blood would be boiling. Maybe his collapsed nostril has something to do with it.
Nine. But
this looks like Party Rock's in the house.
I feel like royalty, you know what I mean?
His car's just running.
I was going to say, yeah, he's like that fucking Star Trek guy. He gets run over by his own car.
Well, he is always stopping his car in the middle of the road to walk up to this
he gets
sign.
Ansel Elcourt? Yeah. Or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's be Ansel.
2.5 acres bought and paid for, baby. Woo!
Some fat secretary's running up to like the regular door and trying to figure out how to lock it because it's just a building.
I love, I mean, again, to compare him to a sitcom, he has specific sets that he's on every single time.
Yeah.
He's always at this bank sign or whatever this is that he calls the billboard. Uh-huh. He's always at his gate. And then he's at the 2.5 acres.
Well, and he drives
in his car.
Up and down Main Street.
Yeah,
up and down Main
car.
Street, back and forth. Yeah.
You know, this winter contract that I won through cold calling.
And it rules because it's just some dead ass town. Like he goes up to the
dude,
like the credit union, and he's just outside the credit union. Just some guy that works there. He's like, yeah, today's the day, baby.
No, dude, it's always like a Twilight Zone town where there's no one else. He's walking around. I think the 2.5 acres is the whole town.
We have never seen another human being in any of his videos.
Maybe if someone angers him, like he uses imagination to like punish them.
yeah. He's the kid.
Luckily,
that,
he's never gotten angry.
He's the kid that can wish anything into existence, so everyone's afraid of him.
This was the best he could come up with because he has a head injury. He's like, I got a fucking 2.5 acres. What's on it? I can't rotate an apple.
Work in the field. Right now it's, you know, now it, you know, after a month, now we're rolling a little bit. Right, so that's just how I do it. Great works dominating.
Great work dominating.
The
Literally, it's an old western town where they all closed.
You know, right now, we got property taxes. I haven't done the whole research, but I don't
dude, his
know
radio.
If any,
I didn't even know a radio could get that loud.
Dude, just blast.
Well, that's what happens when you got 2.5 acres. You get money to spend on some sub.
But it's not like he's cranking fucking Pearl Jam. He's cranking a commercial.
Yeah, he's listening to Dan Patrick. He's trying to figure out what's happening with the Niners.
Incentives or retail taxes or anything like that in it, but I'll find out eventually. But I mean, I love this whole thing.
Well, yeah, Will Dennis. Radio's a little loud, but that's what makes your content so great.
Yeah, because it slowly devolves into you can't hear him.
All right, so all that hard work, man. You know, this is.
Hold on. The title on this one is got a few investors sniffing around to drop a couple million. Nothing too crazy.
Yeah,
wrong two.
Yeah, I built a wicker man to fucking sacrifice a rat bitch. There's a Blair Witch on my property.
Oh, getting ready for work again. A lot of work left to do.
That's true.
So
I like the comment 2.5 acres bought and paid for.
You know, they're thinking about dropping a million, couple million on my total build, but
is him talking about his
increases
pipeline?
Increases in luxury, increases
what,
in rate.
What, money in the pipeline?
Well, no, he talks about how he's building a pipeline.
Oh, is he? Yeah. I'm not sure.
But it's kind of. I'm not sure if it's a figurative or a literal pipeline because he's Adam Wayne Bailey.
It's incredible that apparently just like a sublime guy from Southern California took the brown acid and moved to Wisconsin is just terrorizing a small town. It's like, yo, it's me, the crazy guy. I'm not doing nothing, or am I?
But right here. I mean, this is my haven right here.
Speaks for itself.
2.5 acre estate, you know, nestled 50 minutes north of downtown St. Paul.
Chuck 50 Willie,
minutes?
Chuck Willie in the chat, why do we hate this guy? We don't. I'm not sure he
paid attention. Are you listening to anything?
Yeah.
We don't hate. We love him. We love him. He's the best schizo we've ever found.
Yeah, no, I don't even understand how he could have thought we hated him.
Well, in we're serving pearls before swine. This video has 15 likes, you fucker.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
Yeah, eat shit and die.
You know, just a run of the mill average kid. You know, blew up a little bit. So.
I love every single word that comes out of his mouth. You know, there's not a single word that he's ever said that I didn't like.
How I built it is. You know, I'm pumped up every morning. You know, I'm pumped up laying my head down every night. That's how I
go to bed
myself.
Like, woo!
That's how I minded myself, you know, so. Just an immaculate 2.5-er.
You know, got
just an immaculate 2.5er is awesome.
Oh, shit, the kitties.
What are you guys doing?
I've only seen them inside.
Got Bullwinkle down yonder, if you see him.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. But it's a little,
that's a great
little
cat
small
name.
Little happy, close-knit family for now.
Yeah, he's going to breed someone for sure. He's going to get a girl and breed her.
Ew. Jim, you make me feel like Mike right now.
He's going to find a mate and he's going to breed her real good. He's got 2.5 acres he could share. He needs a family on that shit.
Just consensual breeding. Happy New Year. The baby hitting the Dougie.
Hey, what's he bumping right now?
It's just a sick solo.
Yeah.
Is it Lynyrd Skynyrd? Is it Prince? He looks mad.
Is it GNR?
Sounds like GNR. Nope.
I still don't know what it is. Well, I don't know it.
And you're saying this guy doesn't have a 2.5er.
It is funny. I messaged him on his website to see if he would record something for us, but I didn't get a response.
Damn it. It's crazy how you can be schizo and get direct replies, and you're just like, nah. You're just talking to your head.
Make It Easy by Jason Aldean.
Ooh, Jason Aldean. All right, all right. I've heard the name before. No one vibes like our boy.
Yeah, I feel like that's the best way to hear Aldean with the little Wayne Bailey and a too short roof.
Damn, look at his. He's getting some engagement going. You love to see
he's
it.
He's got a lot of China engagement. They're like, we love him. Everybody! Everybody! Please!
This guy's a genius.
My last name and wealth! Stop sign. Turn right on. I run shit. It's my show!
Adam, please stop.
Everybody! Check my last name! And my last name's wealth! Ah! I write shit, it's my show.
Oh, he's blasting some Black Hole Sun.
Everybody. Black Hole Sun right now.
I love that. Love that for him.
Look at this.
Oh,
man.
A new location.
He's got State Capitol. Powerful work day.
See downtown?
You know, so every work day isn't going to be the most profitable work day, but the best part about it is you keep going. You're getting in that flow.
That's exactly as close as you can get to the state capital by law.
You know, day after day, just consistency. But down here with the immaculate
2.5 acres.
Wait, that's not the 2.5. Oh, he saved it. All right.
So, at the end of the workday, I thought I'd come.
Wait, I mean, he broke the lens on his camera because there's a lot of that fucked up flare stuff when you have like a crack across it.
But it's also artistic as fuck.
He probably dropped it when he was fucking a girl.
Yes.
You think he was breeding her, right? What's this one? This looks like vibes.
This one does look like...
This is what I was talking about when I said his music is all over the place, because it's either this or it's classic rock.
Yeah. We need to send him a 22. Yeah. He needs a 22 necklace.
Mix that in. Yeah, he's listening to, like, Tattoo.
Yeah.
Everything goes in. What a bad remix. It's Nightcore Journey.
I mean, he's got every light in his car on and sunglasses on, and it's clearly like 11 o'clock at night.
Well, you can't vibe with the lights off.
He's going to sleep in his house, Mike.
I'm just saying,
time to go to bed in his house.
There's a handful of scared pedestrians anywhere near this car.
This guy could be making some nice pocket money doing cameos, man. Yes. That's all I'm saying.
Yes. This is a good time.
He'd at least sell two. to me.
To you and Stella.
Yeah, Metallica. This seems like a threat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Time to put the camera at the sun.
All right, hold on. I like when he talks, though.
Well, yeah, you're a human being with ears.
All right, bitch. Do you think I'm hiding or
good
I'm
morning.
Not speaking directly? You're a mentally retarded bitch. Do you think I'm trying not to speak directly to you? Right.
What's funny? He's got like he has his camera lens cracked and he has his microphone all fucked up too.
His hair is just fucked.
It's almost like he has no money in a broken phone.
I feel like he was vibing out to some fucking jams and he spiked his phone in the in a big snow pile.
Oops. Yeah. 2.5 or sometimes you lose it in a gale.
Partying too hard on Thanksgiving.
Oh, I'm sorry. I left my music off. I'm blue. Da da dee. I'll kill you.
So bringing it back, when I first started calling you a mentally retarded bitch in public, right? Where you at? You want to come off your job?
Every time he does that, I just expect his car to keep rolling.
So there's my first public billboard.
There it is.
There's KMOJ, baby.
This is the town
still
from like
calling you a mentally retarded fucking bitch.
From wait, say
you see that guy do 100 when he saw Adam White Bailey? He's like, fuck. Oh, fuck out of here. No, it's the town for like a Hills Have Eyes. It's like a nuclear test site that he survives because of his jawline. He's just,
oh shit, A Dub B's out. Let's fuck. Don't stop. Don't even slow down.
Do whatever you do, run him over if you have to.
A Dub B.
A Dub B.
That's fucking great.
They run into
I don't want anyone to miss that.
They try to hit him. It's like someone hitting a cement wall.
Yeah, it's like in every movie when like someone hits a car and it flips over them.
In public, when you want to come off your job and have a face-to-face chat, I promise I won't kill your fucking ass.
Ooh. I love that. You want to keep flapping that mouth?
His fingernails are always like he just dug around in a bunch of coals. They're filthy.
Yeah, he's looking for his house.
I promise I won't fucking kill you.
Yeah, this is
keep
what I remember.
Yeah, keep it up. Oh,
I
love
won't
those.
Kill you.
I love when he talks about how they're always flapping their fucking gums.
That's when it gets not fun because you're hanging out listening to the remix of like, I don't know, Primus. And then, like, all of a sudden, the music cuts off. And you're like, where's the music? And he's like, no, this is the thing about you, you retarded bitch. And I'm like, I'm not her. I'm not her. And his eyes are black, like a doll's eyes. Oh, yes. There it is. That's how you drive.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Time to drive. He's running over.
Was he wearing Osiris's? Wearing D3s?
He's wearing shoes with no laces because they don't want him to do nothing.
D3's doing 90 in the suburbs.
What is he backing up?
Holy
into?
Shit! That fat, disgusting bitch smiled like an ass. Woo! Hallelujah!
Hell do you think he has no back, no seats in his the
I
back of his?
I swear he's had seats in his other videos, but maybe I just never noticed
it. Is it A, he's transporting like more materials to build more stuff on his 2.5?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Or is that where he sleeps on his 2.5?
I mean, a little of both. One hand washes the other.
Honk shoe, bitch. Time to take a nap, you sometimes, retarded cunt.
Yeah, you work late nights, and it's like, I don't have time to drive 15 minutes out to the picturesque 2.5. Yeah. I just got to sleep in my car.
He's got to bring his snowmobile to the 2.5 acres. He's talked about this.
And this is a timeless timeline because it doesn't matter where you pick. You don't even need to know what's going on. You're going to have a good time.
Oh, definitely.
Anything you pick, you're like, it's a new adventure. He's yelling at someone. He's not yelling. He's just singing along. Who cares? It's all fun.
Trust me, dude.
Windows down, 16 degrees.
Stick with them. But there's a reason why she's single, a single mom.
He's driving through a Christmas
Adam
parade.
Wade Bailey is a fuck no, period. Right? Just know that. There's a reason.
He's trying not to cry.
Cheers. Good luck with all that.
he was goofing. He was goofing.
He's just goofing. Where was the one when he was saying, hey, fuckers? It's funny because he posts a million times. So even if it was like a week ago.
Yeah.
Hang on a second here. Yeah, what's up? All right, cool. I got it. Wiki tiki on the sticky wiki and the ticky ticky and the flicky flicky. All up in the swicky and the twiggy twiggy. All right, cool.
Cheers. All right.
Dude, he cracked himself up.
All right,
I couldn't believe. That was the first time I saw Adam Wayne Bailey break. He broke character.
He's never broken before. Then again, it took the world's greatest joke to make it happen. So.
Banger.
You've got to stop, Adam. Feed me puppy, Adam. It's the ATM from American Psycho. Feed me kitten. What if I try to merge?
Whoa.
Let the way
you smack my ass.
Getting the mud out on the 2.5er. Does this make sense? Do you get it?
Oh, man. It just goes on and on. I mean, I could watch them forever.
Are we stopping?
Let's do maybe one more.
All right.
You see, dude, why nobody hires me or why Adam Wayne Bailey just makes fun of me is beyond me. But as I sit here today running shit, it works like this, bro. So, state pay.
He's running
bits.
Government
pay. Military pay.
It's definitely not someone that fucked his wife. Is that a military guy?
Prostitution ring pay and illegal narcotics pay. And then, like, my higher ranking officer told me there's like the other.
In a quarter of a mile, there's a 2.5er that's bought and paid for.
Who is that? Oh, that's Adam Wayne Bailey. He's in the other shit category. I shouldn't pull him over and kill him. Okay, cool. How am I doing, community? Really good. Okay, Adam Wayne Bailey's in the other shit
category. He just like hates like a small town local congressman.
Yeah,
or
it's like a cop or something. I really want to know who his enemy is.
Yeah, it's like either a policeman fucked his wife or a guy that was in the army fucked his wife. And he's it's me, the guy. I think Adam Wayne Bailey's awesome.
I do think the thing is we underestimate. Like, obviously, the invention of the phone and, like, the smartphone has affected our lives in so many ways. But the thing that I marvel at so many times, and not just Adam Wayne Bailey, but, like, especially in Adam Wayne Bailey, is that these poor lonely people are not alone when they have their phone because you're essentially talking to the world. Well, like, right now, he's talking to Jim and them. He's talking to you in the chat.
Well, and he's not even talking to the world. He gets 20 likes, but... What I appreciate, I think maybe it's been appointed by me to become Uatu the Watcher. The algorithm feeds me this guy.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
So now we could feed him back to the public on that.
For sure.
So maybe I'm a Uatu,
No, you're doing well. Like, because that's like I'd mentioned before, Kristen is tied in with this type of algo on her TikTok. She gets random
11 like guys.
Yeah, she gets random weirdos that have like 5 likes and it's some of the funniest videos you've ever seen. But I also mean just in his mind he doesn't have to be alone cuz like
nobody is alone. He's Adam Wayne Bailey.
That's what I'm saying. Like it'd be sadder if he didn't have his phone and he was just driving around and he was doing the same thing. If he was just still just...
I hate Adam Wayne Bailey. Actually, there's a billion of those guys too, but like they just car. If you lose the car, then you're just in a parking lot. But if you have a phone...
That's what I'm saying. The wonder of the phone. We need to give the proper respect because it's giving these people the outlet they need.
Wait.
They're able to communicate with the world, but they're also able to not feel alone because they can stare into their phone and they can say anything and everything that they want.
What you're saying, basically, it's the first contender for is phone Judy Greer?
Yeah, is phone? Is phone Greer?
Is Judy Greer phone?
Is it a whole new Greer?
Is phone Judy Greer? We're voting on Judy Greer. Phone might be Judy Greer, is what Jim's saying.
Oh, now I get it.
Phone is Judy Greer.
Make the connection to Greer yet. I was getting there. Yeah. I was laying the foundation.
Well, you were
for
just
it.
Saying shout outs the phone, but why we haven't shouted out the phone before. I think early contender for Judy Greer, phone.
Oh, for Greer of the Year, you mean?
Yes.
Just phone.
Phone.
Phone of the Greer.
You know who's in contention? Phone.
Yes. That's That's what I boiled it down. Call me Matthew Perry, but I had to boil it down to its meat and bones.
Imagine somebody like, what's in contention? Oh, phone. For what? Judy Greer.
Phone's in contention for Judy. I said it. The phone's in contention for Judy Greer. What else is it?
I'm saying I'm having this conversation alone, pointing my phone at me in my car.
It's so funny because this show does get so indecipherable to people. They're like, what the fuck? Who's this guy? No, what are they talking about?
I feel like that's the most phone indecipherable. Is that's like caveman talk. Phone is Greer. Ooh, yeah, we got to decide Greer.
That's where everyone gets lost. Well, not everyone. Not the real ones. The real ones know.
Well, don't blame Jeff for not knowing Greer. Jeff tries to connect Greer to phone. Phone Greer.
He doesn't know the words.
Yeah.
He knows that part.
He's vibing. All right.
At least I'm this, you know what I mean? At least I'm this.
That's true.
And you're not in my motherfucking life.
At least I'm this.
Jim and them, at least I'm this.
It's phone Greer, at least I'm this.
Which is not even saying it's good.
Dude, like, if I was mentally retarded bitch and I saw this and he hit me with the at least I'm this, I'd be fucking destroyed. Yeah. Yes. I'd be devastated.
Yeah. I'd be taking fucking 11 a.m. shots.
At least I'm this might be one
of the most profound statements I've ever even heard. Like, that's like a Nike shirt.
At least I'm this.
Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So gotta come
I wonder what building
the
same I wonder what building you stopped in front of.
Yeah. I wonder what billboard.
Shout out to it. Oh. Woo-hoo! 2.5 acres bought and paid for. Taxes paid for, baby. At least I'm this. And at least you're not here.
Oh.
That makes sense? Oh, man. Woo!
I love that he's jumping around.
2.5.
You know what's great is I would love to go to Grantsburg. I think I might have even said this before. I would love to go to Grantsburg to get my picture taken at that sign, but I'd be so afraid that he would show up.
Every time a car came, don't go down there. Old man at the door. Halfway Bailey by Cutthroat.
Yeah, just his chainsaw.
Doomed. There's two old men.
It would be amazing if we had a group picture at that sign. But it would suck so bad if he rolled through while we were there.
That would be better than and worse than our plan to go to every Dick's Last Resort. Is we go to what is this Grantsburg, Wisconsin? To what is an abandoned town? And he lives in a shipping container on 2.5
acres, bought and paid for, taxes paid for, baby. Woo, man. Wow. I remember those days when I had to go
right
back
now
to
in Grantsburg. It's 0 degrees Fahrenheit.
Forced around you.
Okay.
No need
two,
to.
What about on 2.5 acres?
You're such a fucking addict. You know what I mean? No need to go out to the courtyard and hang around a bunch of fuck up losers. No need.
Okay. Drop in some lore.
Okay. I want you guys to guess the population of this city. It is now becoming
one rat bitch.
It's becoming very obvious. What these videos are making more sense.
Is it more or less than 20,000?
Less.
All right. So is it less than 10,000?
Less.
Holy fuck.
Okay.
So it's like 3,000?
Less.
What? Like 1,500?
So he owns the town?
Jim. Less.
So it's
like you're getting hot.
So it's like around 1,100, 900?
Tiny bit more.
1,250?
1,372.
No fucking way.
Population no fucking of way. 1,372.
Where is this again?
Grantsburg, Wisconsin.
Are you sure that's not how many feet of sweet acreage he has? Because it might be 13.
This is as of the 2024 census, but I looked at the 2020, and it had only gone up by like 30 people, so... A couple of years isn't going to make a huge difference.
Damn, so he breeded 30 bitches?
Holy shit. How much? Yeah, he did.
Thank you.
How much do you think 2.5 acres would go for in there? Like, could we just buy 2.5 acres?
I mean, now
Grantsburg?
I'm wondering if he does have
taxes?
It's got to be nothing.
Well, okay, so let's look up. Can we look up how much 2.5 acres is? Grok.
Let's see here. Land and lots for sale on Zillow.
Okay. We buy 2.5 acres,
bro,
for
$500. We could get 4 acres for $47K.
Okay, all right.
So he must have paid, like, he paid less than cash. That. Yes.
It is all, it's only a 3-hour flight from Vegas.
We could get a full lot.
Oh, my ears are burning. What are you guys doing this weekend?
So if 4 acres, I mean, yeah, we could probably get it for like around 35K for 2.5 acres.
Okay. Okay.
But, kind of but down payment taxes you need paid.
What do what are the taxes? Look up taxes on 2.5 acres.
Yeah, here's a 3-acre lot for $38K.
Okay.
It's covered in snow. It looks just like his lot.
It's the lot. It's, you see him like in a panoramic photo, all stretched.
How much should we put down on that? What do you put? 20%?
Mike.
I have lived in an apartment for 30 years.
Okay, so adjusted for dividends, like 2K.
Damn, we gotta go buy a lot.
Get a lot in Gatlinburg or whatever.
We could build the Jim and Them compound right next door to Adam Wayne Bailey.
Oh, you know who would hate that? Adam Wayne Bailey. But we'd win him over.
Newly created, partially wooded lot, easy access, quiet location. Driveway is stubbed in. I don't know what that is.
This stubbed
electricity in? At the lot line, camper build. Seller financing.
This
to
sounds like something
buyers.
He's yelling at us. Camper statted line, stubbed in. Well, camper build.
Now I'm wondering if
does
we
that
can,
make sense?
I'm wondering if we can believe any of this information because I went to the Wikipedia for Grantsburg and there is a notable people section.
Yeah.
You know who's not listed there?
Is Adam Wayne Bailey not listed?
Adam Wayne Bailey is not one of the three people
That's
listed.
That's fucking bullshit.
Edit him into the fourth.
There is a current linebacker for the Kansas City Chiefs that lives there, though.
And he lives in fear.
Yeah,
lives
man.
In fear of the AWB.
Because, I mean, yeah, their houses. I mean, we could get...
Jim.
What? Go ahead.
They have houses? He doesn't need one.
There was an episode in season 9 of Supernatural that took place in Grantsburg.
Oh, which episode?
Sharp Teeth.
Oh, is that with their weird vampires? That was when they were doing their weird vampires?
Uh-huh.
Damn, we could buy 80 acres for $300K. Okay.
Well, 80, yeah, we could buy the whole town. Bought and sold, paid for.
Taxes paid?
Yeah, we buy a whole... Yeah, we set up one small carnival. We lose money. We're like, fuck!
It's so weird, because who are these people trying to sell $800,000 homes in Grantsburg?
Ooh.
No one wants to buy that. How big is the lot?
Yeah. Yeah, you get that? They just send you an armoire with a child in it. You're like, oh, fuck. I'm sorry. I got the Ellen armoire.
Damn, this could be our new home, Grantsburg. We like snow, right?
We like Mike, snow. Mike?
I there's like one thing I constantly talk about. It's the weather and how much I hate the cold and the snow.
Yeah, but how much do you like nothing to do?
Ooh, that's a good point.
You want to have nothing to do and hang out with AW?
In April, it's 31 degrees.
Okay.
Ooh.
In Grantsburg.
What's the temperature right now in Grantsburg?
No, that's what I was telling you. It's 0 degrees Fahrenheit in Grantsburg right now.
What's the wind chill at, though? What's it feels like?
That makes sense.
Because it's this degrees, but feels like, Mike?
So that makes feels sense. Like 1 degree.
Feels like
ooh,
fun.
All right. Anyways, yeah, that's our hero.
There
Adam
is.
Wayne Bailey.
I mean, Grantsburg, it's amazing that no one has breeded with him.
In July, they do snowmobile water skipping on Memory Lake.
So when the lake starts unfreezing.
It's an event they've been doing since 1971.
So wait, is it still frozen?
You draw really fast and skip it across the lake.
Oh, all right, all right.
It's an event they do there.
I love that, yeah. Come July, the lake has stopped freezing over. It's only 6 hours away by snowmobile.
Let me see. What else? Well, I mean...
Wait, I'm sorry. I just looked up on Yelp the 10 best things to do in Grantsburg. Do you want to know what number one is?
A rat bitch.
I don't know. Yeah, what would number one be?
Visit T-Dog's Barn Grill.
Ooh, what do they got at T-Dog's? What's the menu
looking
like? What kind of pricing we at? How many dollar bills next to T-Dog's?
It is $2 bills.
Okay. Well, kind of a lot for T-Dog's.
That's high for Grantsburg.
What do they got, fish and chips?
Let's see. They've got Monday night specials. They've got solo specials.
They've got sandwich specials.
Which day is the open mic?
They are not on the hottest restaurants list.
What the fuck?
Unfortunately, they have 3 out of 5 stars, but they're only the number one thing. You know what the number two thing is? Joker's Bar.
Ooh, okay. How many dollar signs next to Joker's Bar?
No dollar signs, 0 reviews. but it is listed under dive bars.
Oh, shit. Actually, we should catch up on these. These must go way back. Hold on.
Obama.
Oh, shit. I think Jeffy's covered in acid.
that was...
I just suck at Bino
Grib.
Classic. Classic bit.
Good evening,
okay,
cowards.
No, we're not that backed up. All right. Thank you. So, yeah, Bin Roll Grub.
I spoke too soon. T-Dogs is famous for their Wisconsin-style bratwurst.
Ooh.
And according to the only person that's reviewed them, it did not disappoint.
Sweet.
We got like a brown mustard.
Let me see if I can get a picture. You can keep playing them.
Well, I was going to move over to Roz.
Okay.
Although she's
still kicking.
She's sad now, though.
Why?
Now?
They ran out of helium of Memphis?
She's even sadder. I mean, let me see. Because I think the last one we watched this a while ago. Yeah, this was back in November. This is when she was complaining about that she's got arthritis and she's overweight. But they don't even clear the leaves off these steps and off like the handicap.
I got some arthritis and I'm overweight. I come over here to play my lottery. Look at
I got this. Some arthritis and I'm overweight.
He has to come outside and clean up. That
shit's all fucked up.
Yeah.
This is not safe.
Well, we joked last that she has a ramp that's clearly just for her, and she's still complaining.
Yeah, she's still complaining. The curb. Yeah, she's complaining about the steps instead of using the ramp.
This is not safe. It's not even clean.
It's just her house. Yeah, what the fuck?
There's some leaves.
This is dangerous. I fell September the 5th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she fell from heaven because she's an angel.
Now, for people you don't know, this is the balloon lady. She used to just do these videos where she would gather up bouquets of balloons to like let fly into the sky to all her dead loved ones.
Yeah, right into power lines.
Yeah. Now she just complains about her boyfriend and everything else.
Well, now I'm wondering if something happened to Eddie, because Eddie's not in any of these new... Well, maybe some of these new ones. I'm not sure.
Maybe Eddie left.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Eddie could have been
up something
with
this for
shit. Eddie. Yeah, he left this mortal realm.
No, Eddie's frozen in a freezer.
But
like
now,
Encino Man.
I think she just... I only saw one of these. She keeps doing these videos from the top of her steps talking about how she's disabled and has no help. So I assume she can't leave her house or something.
Oh, her city must be stoked that she's trapped inside.
Hi, this is Roslyn. Please have a pen and paper. This is a very important announcement I'm about to make. Hi.
And I love when you look at these comments, it's just Wavy G commenting left and right.
Well, I also love that she's got, 6 extension cords going outside? For what? Who knows?
Just picking up our neighbor's electricity.
Well, just slide down the stairs on your bum-bum.
Yeah, true.
Just hit her with a bum-bum slide.
Save up all the balloons and just float down the stairs.
I thought this would be a short video. I was wrong. It's 4 minutes. woe is me.
Indiana, Pennsylvania. This is not a private duty job. Once again, I am not a private duty client. Mm-hmm. I am desperately looking for a mature caregiver. Age requirement 23 and older. Must be kind, respectful, and hardworking, and encouraging.
What happened with
this
the 22-year-old?
A private duty job. You must have a current TB test. If for some reason we don't have a
tuberculosis, or is this a licensing thing?
Like people in America almost never get that.
Yeah. I'm so just waiting for a zombie to scare me. Like,
jump scare.
Yeah, the door slowly opens and someone crab walks in.
I wonder why she can't keep a handler.
Yeah.
it couldn't be that she's insufferable.
It's so great that she specifically needs someone older than 22.
You have to go for a TB. It's called TB Gold. Mm-hmm. You go for a TB Gold, which you take the blood.
They turn it to gold. It's alchemy.
You can call your insurance and ask them Do they pay for TB Gold or X-ray?
And you could
GB?
Get all this.
Yeah. You will get paid.
You could take care
agency.
Of me.
Once we talk and everything is a mutual agreement, you will get paid once again through an agency.
Not me.
You have to go online, fill out an application, meet the agency requirement. And then you will start working.
Yeah, it's a tuberculosis screening test.
And then after
Weird.
That, for the first week.
Yeah, it costs $150.
You have to work a whole week. Then the following week, you get paid every week. Okay?
Then you got to answer
again,
the Trolls Riddles 3. Riddle the first.
I need someone that is 23 and older. You must have your own transportation.
I'm taking transportation downtown. I'm like the Hulk just bouncing
Dude,
around.
You must bring me Marbies. Yeah, she talks.
I'm hungry and want Marbies.
Like when we're doing her voice, we're doing a racist voice, but yeah. That's just how she talks.
Yeah, we're like doing her a favor every time we talk. Yeah, Marbies
we're being
is
nice.
Like the least of our worries. We're tramampling down in the stirs.
We need transportation.
We need transportation, and then they'll tell me that you're okay.
In the next 2 or 3 weeks, must be kind, supportive.
Someone should take this audio and put it over Martin Luther King.
And your focus has to be on the job.
Be good.
Please contact me, email me, or call me. You can call me once again, 412-412-206.
All right, I don't want to.
That's just Mike Jones' number.
Even though you could technically go to her TikTok if you want to hear it, but I don't want to play her number.
Why is she doing that?
Actually, I'm sorry, Heather C. Yeah, Heather C. did send a super tip. Let me see here. Which band performs your theme song? Love you guys. Thank you for the super tip. If you mean the intro, that is Refused. That's New Noise.
It's Refused.
New Noise.
R.I.P.
Friends of the show.
They played their last show like a month ago.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And then they reformed with the exact same members.
Did they?
I think so, yeah. I don't know. I don't know if they're getting out of contract.
Oh, weird.
They're like, release a second song. <They're> like, no.
Absolutely not.
No.
But no, thank you for the super tip. I'm sorry. I sometimes miss those. I'm still trying to get the voices figured out on that, but I appreciate
that. Well,
the
Corey voice, you got to get down like this.
Yeah, this
is how you do that voice.
Well, I've uploaded Corey audio, but then the voices come out like shit, so I'm trying to find the right mix of him doing different, you know, inflections on his voice for it.
I have a germ.
But you must be willing to work. I'm flexible.
I'm flexible.
Hey, boo, I'm flexing.
I just figured out that she meant flexible.
No, she meant flexible.
Like, I thought she was like, I'm flexing on your ass.
I'm flexing, boo. Don't even try it, buddy.
She starts making it rain.
From 10 until, but you must be kind, respectable, and hardworking.
You got to stay up from 10 to turd-turdy.
I'm in Indiana, Pennsylvania. This is not a private duty
I'm in
job.
Indiana, Pennsylvania?
You must have a current TB test or go for a TB gold or X-ray.
She doesn't play with TB.
You get paid through a...
So private, it must mean like, hey, I'm not paying you. You're going to work for some sort of service.
She says it
that
seven times. I'm not paying a service. Yeah.
That's what I mean, because she's saying private duty.
Some people that have certain types of disability or insurance, they like it's like some type of caretaker
like
stuff.
Like an agency.
Given.
Yeah.
And private duty, one of the best Marlon Wayans movies. I mean, Damon. Anyways.
That was what? Private what?
No, I just feel like that would be a movie. It doesn't exist.
Oh, it's
Major
not even real.
Pain. Major,
oh, Major Pain.
Exists.
Yeah, I was like, well, yeah, all right. But I was like what was the real movie? Though?
Private Duty is just Damon Wayans. Like,
yeah.
I feel like that VHS exists.
It's got to be.
How'd she get the door open if she can't walk down the stairs? Gym.
I'm out of breath. I want people to see what I go through. Just
boom, 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 boom.
Black woman. Arthritis. Both legs, old leg. Not one family or friend in the agency.
There's a SWAT team outside. Put your hands up.
No one does nothing to help me. Everybody want to know my business.
It is kind of funny that her chairs out there and it's covered in snow.
Dude, it really
that's,
is.
That's beautiful.
It's covered in fucking so much snow.
And then there's just power cables going to something or other. Oh, maybe charging up her wheelchair or whatever. Or,
oh,
or
maybe.
Scooter.
So, snowing.
I assume it's Christmas.
Indiana,
lighter.
Pennsylvania. Snowing. I have to go
Indiana,
right back
Indiana, Pennsylvania.
Because
so
I wanted
funny.
People to see what I'm going through with no help. No family. No friends. No caregiver. Nobody cares.
My outdoor carpet's all fogged.
I think you're right. I think Eddie's gone.
No, yeah, I saw a little bit of it. I was like, what happened to Eddie though?
I don't think he died, but I think he really did. Was like, fuck it. The second, like, it was in, he was trapped in, like, he was like a Corey's Angel situation. The second he knew he could get out, he fucking like
that
hightailed
it. He's frozen like the end of The Shining. He's just like.
It's like fucking at the end of the thing.
She does say in her description, I need you to check on me and cash app me. Please stand by me from December 24th to January 2nd. Do not ask me about Eddie. He's the main one. Use me and took advantage of me. Ooh, sorry, no. Eddie bounced, dude.
Eddie didn't take advantage of her.
My main man, Eddie.
We love Eddie.
Eddie ain't capable of that.
Eddie hustling.
I do like that enough people
nobody
ask, though.
Shovel my own.
Why doesn't anyone sporadically shovel my carpet?
Fucking Adewayne Bailey comes out of the snow.
There's no snow right there. There's a little bit of snow.
They're in each other's background of each other's videos.
Yeah. Bitch. Retarded bitch.
Yeah, this is who he's been talking to the whole time. Adewayne Bailey fucking just comes out of the snow like fucking Apocalypse Now.
I just have to keep. All right, so gotta get the key.
And so we leave it in a stroller outside.
So I have to what I'm going through.
Someone made me.
Haven't had nobody. No permit.
That's
here
so
yet.
Funny.
This is sad. I mean, it's fun. It's sad as fuck, though.
Well, so
she's trying to brush off her scooter that's covered in snow.
Because I was thinking that, but it's two things. I can't take everything she's saying seriously.
True.
That it's as bad as she says.
Yeah.
And also, she's clearly pushed everyone away.
Yes.
So it's kind of hard to have sympathy for her if she is, in fact, telling the truth.
Yeah, because she had a caregiver in some of her earlier videos.
Yeah.
Okay. Nobody cares. Look at all the snow. Look at all the snow. So look at the snow.
She's got a broom for the snow.
Okay.
Basket full
of snow.
Not
one family, not one friend. No one has come here to help me. Everybody want to know.
See, this seems like a legitimate complaint.
Has come
I don't know about the leaves on the ramp.
Able black woman with arthritis with in both legs, obese. Look at this. I want to thank my father, Robert Millerton. He has done nothing. My Ooh. Brother Dave, he has done nothing. My brother Todd.
I thought they were all
nothing.
Dead. How does Simmons, she have any nothing. Living family members?
She's putting
members?
Them all on blast,
well,
too. That's
calling
so
on
funny.
The ancestors to bring a mighty wind to blow the snow
She's
off.
Like a barbarian.
Yeah. Oh, I she's actually Native American. We've never seen her. Except we've seen her a bunch.
Auntie Pam, you have done nothing. Danielle, you have done nothing.
Get them.
Family members have done nothing.
Drop a
but
diss track.
All my so-called friends.
We are Venom.
Stella Agency has done nothing. What's her name? Iris from Karen Services. Done nothing.
Who else?
Okay, so look at me, what I'm going through. Look at this. Look at this. Look. I'm left by myself. No one else.
And this is what I'm talking about, having the phone. This is good for her. She's got the phone to talk to.
I just have to say, this is even better of an example than Adewayne Bailey, even.
Well, she's definitely the main one I think about as far as just, I'm glad that she at least has that phone. She has that phone to talk to.
And it's crazy because I forgot she existed.
Yeah.
Look at this. So now I got to do this myself. Look at this. I'm out here in a car.
Oh, my God. Did you see the first comment?
My body's hurting me.
What? Still looking for a caregiver here in Indiana.
We know her age requirement.
Oh,
we know the reason why now.
Who will not be on the phone or trauma dumping on me. Ooh. Who taught her trauma dumping,
That's
though?
Why it has to be a 23-year-old or else.
Yeah. Some Zoomer taught her trauma dumping.
It was Wavy G.
Yeah. He hasn't done nothing. He don't sacrifice because, honestly, he's sick himself. I had paid my caregivers to help him. He don't care. His caregiver done nothing for me. So, I'm here by myself.
I keep this looking at the scooter and nothing happens.
I gotta cut it off and take off this stuff. And hopefully put it up here. So, this is my life. 3 months. September, 2 caregivers. October, 2. And 1 came
He didn't want to work.
Yeah. But I'm going to win the soapbox derby.
All the riders with no help. Where's my family? Where's my friends? Where's the help? Nobody else can help.
So, yeah, there you go.
That one's sad.
Yeah.
That one's a legit complaint.
Okay. It is New Year's Eve here. It's been snowing since yesterday. It seemed like it won't stop. I was trying to go away to stay.
It's been snowing since 6 months.
Got out the house, dealing with holiday depression. Wish I haven't had a caregiver in 3 months. Going on 4. And shame on UPS.
Oh my God, she's complaining?
UPS.
She's ringing in the new year, UPS, Mike.
Left by myself during the holidays. I like that she has a description for the video, but then always a comment that's very first. It kind of just like a new way to say the same thing.
Yeah, left by myself.
Prisoner.
Tired of the woke mob.
My family hasn't done
ruined
anything.
Ruined stand up.
The agency hasn't done anything.
TDS. Infecting all the Zoomers.
Rage syndrome.
And I've been stuck in the house. I have to get out.
Our lives matter.
Get out the house. I wanted to go downtown. Take the
she accidentally hits her selfie camera. She's a snowman. She's just literally a snowman talking.
I'm melting every year.
Got no caregivers to brush all the snow off me.
I'm terrified of April. I'm going to be gone. I don't know what will be left of me after April starts.
Don't take my magic hat. Yeah. I won't work no more.
There must have been some magic in that old hat I found.
My hat is full of holes. I don't know if that means it's broken. I don't know if it's going to keep me alive.
I put the hat upon the snow, and the snow did not start dancing around.
Every night, my cold eyes close, and I don't know if they will open again.
Look how bad it is. And I did my 2 days advance, booked my trip. I wanted to leave.
To the other thing, imagine being in one of these apartments. Because there's something, I mean, I know you don't like the cold, Mike, and I don't either. That's why I moved away from the East Coast. I want to get away from the snow. But there's sometimes when if you are in a nice, warm home and you look out the window and you see the nice, light snowfall and it's covered everything.
Maybe a cozy feeling.
But except you look out the window and you see her wave her phone around.
You see an enchanted snowman complaining about life.
You faintly hear her complaints coming in through the window.
The chocolate mouth, the chocolate milk in your mouth turns into ash.
Woe is me. The clouds is falling. The clouds are falling
on
the
ground. I
have to
get out of this house.
Is she saying she booked a trip?
Did she?
I think she just said she booked a trip. She ain't doing that bad if she's booking trips.
I got Priceline.
I did my 2 days advance, booked my trip. I wanted to leave.
Oh, yeah.
I had to get out this house.
Yeah.
You don't leave nobody.
I go into Animal Kingdom. I know it has less rides, but I think it's underrated.
Yeah.
How depression's real on Mother's Day. Anytime.
Mothers.
Here's my ride. Let me go.
Where's she going? Unless that's the trip she booked is just an Uber trip.
The Dollar General?
Yeah, does she literally just mean a store trip?
It's Dollar General.
Okay, Happy New Year. I haven't spoken to y'all since New Year's Eve.
Dollar General doesn't have electric carts.
I
want
to give a shout out. Now,
this is a Publix?
I got to give a shout out to all my Uber drivers. Because if I just say... shout out to
Uber she booked driver, a trip Junior, with an Uber driver, literally.
Wife. No, that's what I was saying. Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah.
Shit, you're right.
And I want to thank Junior. Eddie was in a hospital. I mean, he was fighting for his life.
She shouts me out, though, Jeffrey.
Back last year, end of March. It was Junior. I thank God for Junior. I want to thank God for his wife. I want to thank God for Mark, James, and any other good. I'm blessed here. To have some
I love that she shouted Uber out the wife.
Here
but
in
the
Indiana, Pennsylvania.
The text, it says, shout outs to Junior/Wide Mark. A.K.A. Wide Mark.
Junior/Wide.
The people forget about the era of Jim and them where we did 2 years with Wide Mark.
And, of course, as usual, first comment, I'm still here by myself with no help or support. 2 likes.
Yeah, but I would especially shout out to Junior, his wife, Mark, James. Oh my God. Because I don't like to give do these things to people.
You're right. She thanks you guys, but not me.
That's crazy.
James and Jeffrey.
She calls you Mark instead.
Mark? That's kind of sick.
Wavy G must have been slurring my name when he said it.
It's Junior. That was the first clue. We always call Mike Junior.
James, Mark, and Jeffrey.
Yeah, I'm like Indiana Jones.
I'm a field prick.
Can't give it 5 months. All the Indiana Ubers that
she got everything on her list.
I want to thank you. But I these are people that really, when I was going through a lot with Eddie in and out the hospital, that was there for me. It was Junior, Mark, and James. They really. It was another guy too, but
Mike.
Shout out to all the.
It was Mike.
Can't believe she keeps forgetting about
him. No, it's me.
Thank you for always looking out for me and Eddie. Just being a source of strength and support.
Strength.
And I just want to say, once again, I want to give a shout-out to Junior and his wife. God bless you.
Enough.
Well, she shouted out Eddie, Junior. Too. She said, thank God for taking care of Eddie. Too.
Well, yeah, because Eddie was in the hospital, but then also Eddie left her high and dry, so who knows?
She can't make up her damn mind.
No, she can't make up her mind. She's a fucking idiot. Fucking idiot-ass snowman. Get out of the store. You're going to melt.
Yeah, it's too warm. Too warm.
Someone's
going to
knock your hat off.
She got pretzels and that's it.
Oh, actually.
In a rotis.
I started getting some more Vukum in my feed again.
I'm going to need you to back up and talk to me like a child.
Vukum was this random Jewish guy that would pop in my feed that... He'd flip Rolexes.
Yeah, Vukum.
He'd get
I remember that guy. I didn't know his name was
fast,
Vukum.
What it called? Fast flips.
Yeah, I remember that.
So I started seeing Vukum, and then I started seeing this guy. Who's this guy? Trax. Trax NYC. Now, Trax NYC, some shiesty diamond people were using his name. And
that's a great
selling some bullshit gold chain, gold diamond chain, or something or other.
These damn shiesty diamond people blowing up Palestine.
Company that pretends to be me says they're Trax NYC, sells my customer a bracelet, rips them off, and rips them off on the gold. Shit, they're saying it's 14 karat gold. Well, we're going to test this bracelet.
Oh, my God.
Right,
the
now.
Saddest, sleepiest guy ever.
10 right, karat gold. So that they say they were Trax NYC.
Yeah, look, I just want to go home, look boss. Out. Boss, yeah. I'm tired, boss.
Look, I don't mind the 4 carats, man. I just, I'm okay with it, dude.
It's the Green Mile. He's like, just electrocute me.
he tried to portray...
This is like those videos when like gang members run up on a guy and they're like, say you a bitch. He's like, yeah, I'm just saying.
Right. Your ring you that you purchased.
Right. That you, so that we sell. So you came with a picture of Trax NYC.
Yep. I opened up the website for.
And then he said he ran out, even though he has nothing to fucking do with me other than to steal my fucking customers all day long. These rats have done this over and over and over again, and I tolerated it. And now they fucked them over on the carrot as well. Yo, Akai, you are fucking thieves, bro. The most disgusting people you'll ever see in your life. It's 64 West 47th Street. Akai is the booth. We're going to get our money back. $22,000 for me and for all the other customers.
22, baby. Kiss them if you got them.
We'll group together. We'll sue them and we'll take their property. 64 West 47th Street. Don't let it slide.
So then he did roll up.
Oh, shit.
Where's my fucking money?
He just jade out on him.
I mean, I'm kind of surprised how unfazed that guy is.
Yeah, it's like, well, oh, that's just Trax NYC doing what he does.
It's the least intimidating thing anyone's ever done. It's like, but I'm gonna be sick.
Just having that happen, like out of nowhere, you'd be at least like, well, what?
No. Andy's saying Booth is in his own store. It's like an exchange or something. It's like. From what I gather, again, I mean, maybe this is all fake to promote the thing. Who knows? But yeah, it's like an exchange. So there's like a bunch of different sellers in there, or sometimes you might work with another company.
He just did the Jewish haka at him.
But I love how it's like, on one hand, it's intense, but on the other hand, it's like really goofy as shit. Because he's shaking and he's shaking the fucking table.
He thinks he's being, he's like a little dog barking, not a big dog barking. Well,
and he's like clearly like an American Jewish guy walking up to some guy that was in the IDF that just shot him. He's like, what's going on?
Where's my fucking money, motherfucker? Where's my fucking money, bitch?
He's like, oh my god, Ben Stiller.
Where's my money?
It's what's great when moments like this happen is everyone else that has to stop and be like, huh? Is this a bit? Is this a fucking flash mob?
Well, even he's like, well, this guy no-sold me, so I guess I have to talk normally now. I guess I'll just start talking normally.
He does this, and the guy sneaks out of the sewer. Another guy sneaks out. He's like, all right, get out of here.
I got this fucking bracelet. Where's my fucking money? What are you going to do, bitch? What are you going to fucking do?
He chuck slams him. He picks him up.
You say VVS? I-3? 14K, and you're using my name, you bitch!
You bitch!
You bitch!
Yeah, 6447. Thief! You fucking thief! Bitch!
A shamana.
Stop, take him.
No! Get the fuck your hands off of me, bro!
Oh, that guy's gonna rough him up. That's an Italian guy. And that guy just has like a trucker hat on. The Fauci's there for some reason. Here's Fauci tube.
I wasn't sure if it, there's another one. All right, hold on. There's another one.
This is a world I can't even pretend to understand.
This is the Diamond District.
If you told me this was another planet, I'd be like, yeah. I know. It
never
is.
Seen Uncut Gems? This is most of the movie.
Motherfucker! Where's my fucking money? Bitch!
He was definitely surprised that he got no-sold on that, for sure. I mean, I'd be like, you're not reacting to what I'm doing right now?
Because watch, he immediately is like, okay, I'm going to start talking.
Yeah, I'm Kvetchkin on you or whatever.
He had no idea what to do when that didn't work.
You fucking bitch.
Yeah, take that.
That's crazy.
Oh, shit. What happened? Age restricted.
What?
No, there you go.
Whoa. I mean, he got his ass. He got crazy owned.
Bitch, you fucking bitch.
Oh, wow. That slapped, though.
Mom.
But he was ready. He was done.
Oh, my God. What happened?
It was over.
Oh,
yeah, get that girl.
Yo, David, shut you. Oh, no.
Why do they have, like, a Chinese nail salon?
They had to try to kill me.
That's the security.
Okay,
you guys are Chinese.
I guess they don't really do nails, Vietnamese.
Did they straight up choke him with his own chain?
Yeah, that's what he says. They tried to kill him with his chain.
Imagine getting that owned. Imagine getting owned that hard.
He freaked out. Nobody responded. Got spit in the face and then choked
with his own necklace.
And he put it all on his own page.
Yeah, they threw him dirty work into
strangled
a dumpster.
Me with
like,
my own chain. Get out of this hospital.
I'm not owned.
But I mean, he uses it as a plug. Trax NYC.
Yeah, he has a shirt that says Trax on it.
I hope you guys saw me get owned. Hope you guys saw me get so owned.
If you like how I got owned, buy me.
It is funny. He spits on him hardcore, but he backs up real quick because he knows the group's gonna grab him.
That's why he does that. He was like, "This is the perfect time to do this."
Well, that's a great slap. Though.
That is a good slap.
But he hits him on the top of his head.
But it's, and it's a good bald head, too, to slap.
Because he just threw a haymaker that went nowhere, and he just hit his big bald head.
It's just a good bald
pow. It's like smacking an
ass. It makes a good noise, too.
He spanks
it off immediately.
He spanks the back of his head. He hits it like an ass. He's like,
they wildin'.
Oh my god.
What happened?
Oh, they wildin'.
Yeah, get that girl.
You're David.
I don't want to say.
In the end, they try to kill me. Strangle me with my own chain.
That's badass.
Get out of this hospital.
No, you sound like him.
No, it's badass to do that to someone, I mean.
Yeah, that is badass.
Well, and shout outs to him for having a real chain. That just means he got drug out. It's this is solid gold steel.
Find a guy that's famous for this and kill him with it.
Oh, shit.
I'm not owned.
This chain because you and your stupid ass family.
It sucks to be Jewish and look Indian.
Freddy, you tried to kill me with this chain because you and your stupid ass family didn't want to give a refund, bro. You've sat here. That's Freddy right there. And he's right here. Pulling as hard as he can on the
Wait,
chain.
Wait, does he have like a Da Vinci version of the fight in a big frame?
It does look like that.
Oh yeah.
Does he have an artist rendition?
Yeah, yeah. The Last Supper. Actually, has a wood burning of it.
Last Supper, him getting his chain yanked.
Yeah, motherfucker, etching of me getting out of the fucking place.
And all I could do was hope my staff could save me, which they did. Okay? So for your attempted murder and for your brother spitting in my face, you couldn't have the fucking sense to give a fucking refund, you stupid bastard, bro. That's how fucking sick and evil you motherfuckers
are. I can't believe this guy's the head of
the
FBI.
Gotta get the money. I'm grateful to the NYPD.
This guy's getting owned.
I'm grateful to my staff for saving my
life.
He's
just posting L's. George Imagine posting your L's.
He's the opposite of Adam Way Bailey.
Like, yeah.
Adam Bailey, he's taxes paid. Fucking bought and paid for 2.5. Yeah. This guy got choked out and dragged out after being spit on.
Yeah, this guy's posting just L after L.
Although, if this guy wanted to post a dub, he could buy probably like 8 acres in what is it, Jonesboro?
He's too dumb. Yeah. He's too dumb, Jim.
Yeah, yeah. Just stupid go there, put an Eddington factory or whatever that is.
Get the fuck up out of here, bro. Diamond District ain't for you, you dumb motherfucker, bro.
Oh,
yo, Freddy, you tried to kill me with...
Yo, you trying to get these anal beads? Nuh-uh.
Oh, is this the one where he starts trashing?
So not only did these fucking pieces...
Oh, no, they got Sad Willy.
Fucking pieces of shit. Okay? Rip you off on this.
You're my only friend, Droopy.
It turned out to be 9 karat gold, right?
Ow.
You had a check?
Yes.
So they're going to be giving you $1,000 on top. Here's... $22,000 for your fucking
Let's
trouble.
Let's go, 22s.
These fucking bumps.
Listen if you got them.
Motherfuckers, bro.
Wait, is he behind their counter?
That's what I can't... I don't understand how it works. That's what I'm like, is this fake? But then also, yeah, do they just work in these exchanges, or what's going on?
There's no way he lets Huckleberry Hound keep that money. Like, he's handing it to him. He's like, what do I do with this? He's like, okay, put it safely back in the Macy's.
Stop being greedy pieces of fucking lying shit!
Oh, wait, chat brings up a great point. 22K.
I said that. I said 22. Kiss him if you got him.
Ah, I zoned out.
Oh, what? How are you doing, Jim and them?
Keep fucking scheming, bro! Nine fucking carat this, 2 carat that.
Did he show up after they left? And normally, like, you just trust the people won't come in and do this?
Yeah, because this is before the actual fight, I think.
Yeah.
I like someone yells for security.
Oh, I thought he said do it again.
Security!
Blibbly!
One fucking carrot this, 2 carat that, this, that. Security what, bro? Fucking bullshit, bro! Stop fucking stealing! You gotta come up. I want my... money, motherfuckers, bro. I gave the money up. You want to be Trax NYC? Here's Trax NYC. Akai. Garbage.
He's cutting like a wrestling style promo, but in real life.
Yes.
Like this really is as close to like a genuine wrestling style promo, but like. I guess real if we pretend it's real, but it's hard to say if it is or not.
He's Scott Pilgrim pulling up.
Yeah.
He's pulling up to the house. He's like, Hashemina. This is my house. It was promised me 3,000 years ago.
This is hard to figure out.
Oh, Andy's saying they left. The display cases are empty. So, okay. Yeah. Again, I don't know enough how it works on how feasible it is. Like, do you share spaces? I mean, this is out of my fucking... I'm not buying jewelry and shit.
Also, we're just like, Andy said.
Well, I'm assuming because he was... But he was commenting on this earlier, so I assume he's a little bit more familiar with it.
Yeah.
Too much greed in the fucking world. People can't give a refund.
This is the new hip-hop.
People are about to start fighting.
They got greed.
Who are they?
That's a religion.
Those are the guys. One of the guys that... Well, there's the bald head he slapped, right? Is that guy there?
Okay,
I mean, is he throwing ones?
Oh yeah, those are ones.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm not loaded or anything. But
you're also not.
I'm not pretending I'm throwing something that ain't ones.
But it's embarrassing for Bill Skarsgård to be there in the back of grabbing money. You were just in the Dairy Show. Like,
he's throwing what, like $150 my tops.
Money go. They rather kill me, so I'm there's in for another 20,000 on top of my refund. But it doesn't matter. Whatever Bradford Cohen as a lawyer gets me is restitution.
Who's this guy? Think he is the Joker? Is this what the Joker does? Is this something you can get in trouble for?
Maybe like inciting like something or whatever.
If anyone cared, it would be like when iShow Speed said I had a PS4 or whatever. He was like, I had a PS4, and they rioted.
Oh, yeah.
But it's this guy throwing $400.
Yeah.
Given to my staff, to my family.
Also, it's funny that he used scotch tape to tape that to his shirt.
I don't need their greedy fucking money. And where's Mickey at?
I'm right here. I'm throwing.
Okay, what are you throwing? A dollar, bro? Get some fucking money.
Here's $7. Yeah.
I thought they were all throwing dollars.
You should be fucking sorry. That's the problem. People can't fucking handle nothing, bro. Can't let
the blue bands are dollars, so he had one that was like $10.
Ah, okay.
Cash the ones, baby. Cash the
but he got
ones,
the ones again.
The
he's throwing ones.
How hard is it to throw some fucking money in the people? So, Akai, for spitting in my face, for strangling me, I'm going to make you an
I love that he's like posting
world.
More L's. He's like, I didn't get anything back. Yeah. You almost killed me. Yeah. Now everyone,
I'm giving away more money.
Everyone gets my money. I don't even get my money.
Akai, for humiliating me, for making me a woman in front of the world. I'm giving $10.
Learn how to share the money and let it go. Whatever I get from Akai,
it's way later.
To Bradford Cohen, I'm going to share. I know how to share money, okay? Because money's not my God. Do you understand that?
Don't fuck with my brother Max, baby. Don't fuck with Trax.
It's me, young penis.
Is this a thing where he went and got a permit and they like... leveled off an area where he could do it. Like, if you look behind the scenes, it's all like really fake ass bullshit.
They dropped a tactical nuke on Times Square. They're like, you could put a Puerto Rican guy here and be like, hey, I got $400 for you.
But I don't know. I'm still loving the theatrics around it. I mean, it is a guy just taking L's and coming back
L's
over and
like,
over
I'm
again.
Never taking an L, baby.
He really
Here's
is.
Me wasting money.
He's the these are some of the most clueless L's I've ever seen.
Shit.
A bunch of clueless self-imposed L's.
Let me see here.
And I can't tell, like, what is his goal? What's his end game here?
I mean, right now he's getting a lot of clout. At least he's getting followers and views. And I guess, it is essentially it's like a hip-hop wrestling beef.
Yeah, I guess.
He gets to have this hip-hop. I wonder if Akai's doing videos on his end.
That old man?
Shit. Yeah.
The old man that spit on him? Nah, he's over there winning. He's supposed to be winning.
Oh, shit. Favorite part of the show? Let me think. What a banger show.
Something that really made me laugh. Like, we were all laughing really hard. Fuck, what was it? We all started cracking up. Well, I mean, one of them was Adam Wayne Bailey revealing that his video was on Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes.
That was pretty funny.
That was great.
We all lost it during something you said.
Oh, when Roz was a snowman?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, Roz was a snowman.
I enjoy that Judy Haim buried Corey Feldman. You love to see
that.
Yeah,
you love to see it.
Well, and I was just going to say this last video is the dark side of my favorite part of the show, which is Adam Wade Bailey dropping some of the most profound words I've ever heard, where he said, at least I'm this.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh,
this
yeah,
is
at
the
least
dark
I'm
side
this.
Of at least I'm this. I'm like, at least I'm this.
That's
getting
great.
Known and sucking dick.
Jez saying that Corey would tell people that he's basically a doctor.
Yes. Yeah, shout outs to Jezebel Sweet. Check out her channel. Love the insight she's providing. Helena Glory Bauer, Temple of the Dog. Yeah, you got to give it up for Temple of the Dog.
For sure.
What else?
The Pets.
I mean, Corey repping with Billy Joe Armstrong. You love to see it. We love to see our man winning.
Hashtag winning. I love him getting mad about the Stand By Me comment that he instigated.
The Stand By Me compliment that he received.
It feels like it'd been a long time since Corey's Twitter, so it was nice to delve back in to the twisted mind of the Goblin Ghoul. Wow, what a great show we have.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for people that hang hardcore, late night style. You hang all the way through part two. You love to see it. Mike, what else?
Well, I'm sitting there thinking like, well, they can't hang here anymore. Where could they possibly hang?
Oh,
perhaps they could go to patreon.com/JimAndThem, where there's all sorts of bonus extra shows. If you like us, if you like the show, you're enjoying yourself and you wish there was more, you can go to patreon.com/JimAndThem. All sorts of extra stuff on there for you. We've been on there for like 10 years. Humongous back catalog. So if you're one of those people that never has enough to listen to, it's the perfect place to go. We also have brand new stuff. It's not one of those fly-by-night crappy Patreons where someone's like, hey, we give you one 30-minute episode once a month, and it's like a $20 tier. No, 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 no. We give you so much for so little. There's even a free tier you can join. Look at the collection. It says, I think it's literally called the free tier collection.
Yes.
You can get a good sampling of what is waiting for you on patreon.com/JimAndThem. Jim, what is up there for people right now?
Well, I mean, we talked about this last week, but speaking of the free tier, I did listen to the Dan Harmon saga this week. It's 4 hours or 4.5 hours. It's so good. I'm just loving my own show going back from 2012 through 2017. It's quite a journey. And like the more things change, the more they stay the same, because it's still very funny. There's a lot of great moments. The community is fucking, it's awesome now. It was awesome then.
Except for that season with different showrunners.
Yeah. Oh, for community.
That's what you just said.
Yeah, I know. It also really got me all pissed off and fired up again.
At Dan Harmon
and especially Dustin Marshall. It's
disgrace. Disgrace to Justin Marshall.
It's such another great example of, there's been so many times where we've had these shitty fucking people that are being dicks to us for no reason, and then they come out. It comes out that they're fucking pieces of shit.
Yeah.
And then we win in the end.
It's the Jim and them chomo curse.
Dude, yeah. Dustin Marshall, for people that don't know, he was Dan Harmon's like audio engineer. He like ran the podcast division of his Harmontown Network.
He incited a lot of the negativity towards us.
He wrote this long review shitting on us, shitting on our show. And then a mere like few years later, he was outed by an ex-girlfriend for being a fucking creepy weirdo.
Too weirdo.
Abusive fool that would always talk about how he was bipolar and would use that as an excuse, as he forced himself in her apartment and slept in her bed. And she was afraid the whole night. Yeah.
Just being a queef, like, why won't you kiss me?
Dude, I was even going back on Reddit, like looking up his name and people talking about it on Harmontown. Like, it was like 8-year-old threads, and I'm commenting like, never forget this guy sucks.
Yeah,
let's not forget that Dustin Marshall is a scumbag.
A little upvote action.
Oh, that's great.
But yes, you can all, we just recorded our top 10 of 2025, top 10 films of 2025. That's gonna be going up shortly. We do have a movie commentary of Bride Hard, the Rebel Wilson comedic vehicle, which came out in 2025, which no one knew about.
Who knew?
So you can watch it with your boys. It's a good old fashioned, good old time watching a comedy.
You guys watch Bride Hard without me?
Yeah, we did. Unfortunately, we wish you were there, man. But yes, all that and more you can find at patreon.com/JimAndThem. That's a small taste. There's so much content ready and available at patreon.com/JimAndThem.
Go listen to our top 10s and tell us your top 10 in the comments.
Absolutely.
And then go to showsthatyouknow.com. And Jim, what are they going to find there?
Ooh, I host a podcast discussing television shows with Jacob Burrows from Sweden, living in Ireland. We talk about new TV shows. We talk about old TV shows. We've discussed every episode of The Sopranos and more. You can find all that at showsthatyouknow.com. Tell a friend, subscribe, hit the thumbs up, hit the fucking motherfucking bell. showswhatyouknow.com.
Fantastic. Jeff Murphy, what's happening?
Well, I just need to remind ne'er-do-wells that you should be so lucky to get the Jim and them chomo curse. There's a long lineage of people that go against us that drop dead.
So. I was going to say, we need to cover that for people that don't know. That we found a podcast that was talking shit about us. And then I found out that the guy died a month later.
Well, and we have like a 20-year history of anytime we bring someone up at random, they die.
Yeah, we've had multiple instances of that as well, yeah.
So just be lucky that we're not doing a weapons curse on you.
Yes.
And follow Jeff X Murphy on Instagram for the wackiest stories on Instagram. And we're doing it 2020 dicks this
Hell
year.
Hell yeah. A new
with
career.
With me,
yeah.
You, Jim, and then
happy new career, Jeff.
And we're out.
Nope, not yet. My endorsement is simple this week. It is to go to levelupexpo.com. What are you guys doing?
Ooh, yes.
What are you waiting for? Beginning of February, the prices go up. You want to come see Jim and them in Las Vegas. You know you do. It's real easy. Just go to Level Up Expo, grab your passes, use the code Jim and them 25 to get some money off, and then see your boys in April. That's my endorsement. Come see your boys in April.
And there's no... He's giving you 4 weeks to get tickets. You can't DM Mike on February 6th and be like, what's Level Up? Can it be free? Can I get it cheaper?
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
Some people want to do that. Don't do that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Does it make sense? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Well, on that, I'm Jim.
And we're
out.
Word.